This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the National Agriculture Day Observance, March 14th, agday.org. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. A Southern Indiana school superintendent's letter asking local churches to pray for the school district has led to criticism that the superintendent may have overstepped the boundary between church and state. The letter came from Superintendent Jerry Sanders at the Richland Bean Blossom Community School Corporation in Southern Indiana, and it was posted in social media earlier this month. The superintendent said he sent out the letters as part of his marketing plan to generate local support for the school district. From This Week in Agribusiness, the National Farm Machinery Show starts tomorrow for its four-day run at Louisville. We'll be there both tomorrow and Thursday. If you have time to stop by, we'll be at Case IH both days in the 11 o'clock hour in the morning and between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. The man who preserved the Union and issued the Emancipation Proclamation, Abraham Lincoln, came into the world this day, February 12, 1809, born in humble surroundings, a one-room log cabin with dirt floors in Hardin County, Kentucky. His father, Thomas Lincoln, couldn't read and could barely sign his name. Thomas was said to be a stern man, whom young Abe never liked very much. Himself born to impoverished parents, Thomas Lincoln was a farmer and a carpenter who moved the family from rural Kentucky to frontier Indiana, southern Indiana, when young Abe was 7 years old. Rural life was difficult in the early 1800s. Poverty, farm chores, hard work, and reading by the light of the fireplace dominated young Abe's life until he was 17. Then he found work on a ferry boat. Well, almost 2,900 canines from 200-plus breeds have been vying for that Best in Show prize at the 143rd Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. And it'll be awarded tonight at Madison Square Garden in New York. Live coverage culminating at the Best of Show begins at 6:30 Central tonight. Have you ever watched that? Isn't it great fun? Oh, it's just kind of a good escape to watch that dog show. Did you ever notice this? Do you ever notice how the dogs resemble their owners? Or maybe it's the other way around, huh? Watch for that. You'll see it too, I bet. I wonder if people say that about old Jack and Max. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.